This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Thank you for being here on The Bright Side. Welcome. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number today and every day, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. We have Dylan Howard coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dylan is an investigative journalist, and he is the author of a new book called COVID-19, The Greatest Cover-Up in History from Wuhan to the White House. And we're going to go a little conspiracy theory, COVID conspiracy theory this afternoon, or this morning in our third segment with Dylan Howard, investigative journalist. He's also, you may have heard the name, he was also famously working for the National Enquirer, and he's written a lot of investigative journalism books about Natalie Wood, and I think he wrote one on Jeffrey Epstein, and this one is on the greatest cover-up in history, COVID-19. We'll talk to Dylan Howard in our third segment. Take your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, even better. If you want to start a home-based business, now is an ideal time to start a home-based business. If you start a home-based business now, when the you-know-what hits the fan here in a few months, you will be well-positioned to be able to withstand any kind of layoffs or economic issues, and all kinds of craziness is probably up ahead of us, and now is the time to start a home-based business. It's always a good idea to have a home-based business to diversify your income, but now is especially important, and especially when it comes to health. Your health and the health of your family and friends and customers and clients, that's what's so cool about Youngevity. You help yourself financially, you help yourself physiologically or physically, in terms of your health, and you help others financially, and you help others in terms of their health. It's just the coolest business opportunity, and it's the coolest business to be in. If it sounds interesting to you, and if you're an entrepreneur or like the entrepreneur lifestyle, please click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Dylan Howard coming up in our third segment. We're talking about lipidomics. The lipidome. The lipidome is the universe of lipids inside the body. Probably you haven't heard, unless you've been listening to this program now, unless you've been listening to me for years, because I've been talking about it for years, but most people don't talk about this very fundamental distinction between the lipid side of the body, the fatty side of the body, and the watery side of the body. The key, the ultimate key to addressing long-term chronic degenerative disease and anti-aging is in the lipid system. Not that the water system is not important. Of course it is. Vitamin C is water-soluble. That's very important. The electrolytes are water-soluble. Those are very important. Potassium, sodium, magnesium. Electrolytes are minerals that dissolve in water. They're hydrophilic or water-soluble minerals, and they're super important and super helpful. But when it comes to dealing with life, when it comes to dealing with stressors, and we have so much stressors going on, don't underestimate the impact of emotional and psychological stress on our physiology just by living in the year 2020 in the United States of America. Even if you don't participate, even if you don't think that you're impacted, we are all impacted. That's why it's so important to minimize your interactions, to minimize the impact, to reduce the impact by turning off the news. But it's hard to avoid all of it entirely, and it's going to show up in our bodies. The more resilient we are, the more able our body is to handle and absorb these stressors, and even use these stressors for growth, because stressors can be used for growth, the easier it's going to be to withstand all the stuff that's going on now and that's going to be going on in the future. Do you hear what I said? Going on in the future. Now's the time to make the body stronger and more resilient, and understanding the fatty part of the body is critical. And guess where it starts? Surprise, surprise. It starts in the intestine. It starts in what are called the Peyer's patches. The Peyer's patches are the connection the intestine has to the lymphatic system. Now, unfortunately, over the course of time, the entire intestine starts to break down, or at least thins, and it becomes more porous, more permeable. Instead of nutrients getting into the lymph and into the blood the way they're supposed to, they leak. They don't go in through the cells, they go in through holes or through pores. It becomes more porous, the intestine. That's called leaky gut syndrome. And there's two key parts to that. There's three key parts to that. Leaky gut syndrome, three words. Leaky, okay, porosity, things leaking through. Gut, that's a synonym for intestine, or at least the way we're talking about it, the intestine. Leaky intestine, porous intestine. And then the third word, syndrome. A syndrome is made up of a constellation of symptoms, lots of different symptoms. Whenever you hear the word syndrome, like leaky gut syndrome, or metabolic syndrome, or Guillain-Barré syndrome, whenever you hear syndrome, you're talking about a whole bunch of different symptoms, different breakdowns, different things that go wrong. And when it comes to leaky gut syndrome, the list of things that go wrong is exhaustive. It's comprehensive. It covers everything from acne to atherosclerosis to arthritis to autoimmunity, all of it, everything. And you can throw in accelerated aging into the mix. I've been in the appearance and beauty business for a very long time. And let me tell you something. Yes, my fat-soluble, lipophilic vitamin C is very important. And yes, fat-soluble retinol can be very important and very helpful. But taking care of a leaky gut is the most important thing you could do to keep your beautiful, youthful, attractive looks as long as possible on your skin, on your face, to keep wrinkles at bay. It's way better than Botox. Taking care of a leaky gut. Using probiotics. Using more fiber. Using vitamin A. Using zinc. Making sure you're making enough stomach acid. Making sure you're using bile salts. Getting on the ultimate enzymes from longevity. There's a whole host of things we could do to patch up a leaky gut. One more. Hyaluronic acid. Glucosamine. Chicken soup. These are all help to build the connective tissue in the gut, strengthen the connective tissue in the gut, and help heal a leaky gut. Oh, yeah. Intermittent fasting, calorie restriction, paying attention to foods. We eat foods, pro-inflammatory foods that affect our digestive system, especially if we have a food allergy. If we have a digestive intolerance, i.e. gluten intolerance. Gluten, and it's not just gluten, but gluten is one of the major causes of a leaky gut. This is why Dr. Wallach, every time somebody says something about a symptom, Doc says gluten. What he's talking about is a leaky gut. A leaky gut is behind everything. So yeah, everything is going to be, I wouldn't say gluten necessarily, but it's going to be a leaky gut, which is caused by gluten, among other things.
All right.
844-236-6010 is our number. Dylan Howard coming up in our third segment. We'll get your calls next. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dylan Howard coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about the greatest cover-up in history with investigative journalist Dylan Howard. COVID-19, the greatest cover-up in history. He's got some interesting things to say about this whole viral thing from the lab, maybe, or wherever it came from in Wuhan, and all the way to the White House. Actually, from Wuhan to the White House is what he calls his book. We'll talk to Dylan Howard in our third segment and take your calls if we have any at this segment, 844-236-6010. By the way, I'm reading a book now called The Answer by David Icke, and it is, I don't know how he does this, but it's like a 651-page book, and I don't know how he writes so much. I started reading David Icke in the 90s. I read The Robots Rebellion, and if you want to, even if you don't, you know, David Icke's got a kind of you either love him or you hate him, I guess. Nobody's neutral. He does say some kind of crazy things out there, things. But I started reading his stuff in the 90s, and two of his great books, one's called The Robots Rebellion, and the other one is called And the Truth Shall Set You Free. And they're about the United States history, and then they're about world history, and I forgot which is which. One of them's about the history of the world, and the other one's about the history of the United States, and man, was that a wake-up call for me back in the 90s. And you know what? Everything he talks about, or at least most, a lot of it anyway, it comes true. And then he writes these long books. And he does repeat himself a lot, I will say that. But he's just got this amazing perspective that has evolved over time, as he's evolved over time. I don't know, this book, The Answer, it is a big book, but it's super, super cool, and I definitely recommend it. All right. So back to our story here on on lipids. You can't really talk about the importance of fats and lipids without talking about the lymphatic system. Now, we mentioned the lymphatic system here, but the lymphatic system carries the fats. There's some fats in the bloodstream, but the lymphatic system is really designed. That's one of its things. It's designed to carry toxins and fats and toxins go together. That's another important point about fats is toxins tend to be fatty, and they tend to store themselves in fats, which is why you are going to be more prone towards cancer and other manifestations of toxicity. Yes, cancer is a manifestation of toxicity. You'll be prone towards cancer and other manifestations of toxicity the more clogged your lymph is. You can tell your lymph is clogged, by the way, if you have cysts. If you get a lot of cysts, cysts and clogged lymph go hand in hand on the skin, that is. This is why if you have cystic acne, this is serious business. Serious, not to be trifled with. Cystic acne puts you on the road towards major problems because of its relationship to the lymph. And that means moving the lymph and keeping the lymph clean. The best way to keep the lymph clean is at the level of the intestine. That's one of the main things that happens when you go on an elimination diet and do a food diary and eat correctly, eat less food, etc., is you clean the lymph out. But anything you do to improve lymphatic drainage or lymphatic movement is also going to help. There's lots of ways to do it. The best, of course, is deep breathing, slow deep breathing, which goes together with exercise. Slow deep breathing works because it activates muscles that move the lymph, and exercise also activates muscles that move the lymph. The lymph, the body is a fluid dynamic system, and as fluids move, we are healthier. When fluids stagnate, we're not healthy. Disease and stagnation go hand in hand. Disease and I call it dirty blood. Disease and stagnation. Disease and fluid stagnation go hand in hand, and fluid stagnation begins at the level of the intestine. I don't know what else you need to hear. This is such an important health concept and will free us from disease if we understand it and we take advantage of it. We understand and take advantage of the fact that helping the fluids move, doing everything from digestive strategies to exercise to deep breathing to helping the fluids move, lymphatic fluids they're all part of the circulatory system, lymphatic system and the blood system is going to be critical. Get on a rebounder. When you start to feel sick, you'll notice that you feel stagnation. I'm talking about a cold. When you start to feel cold coming on, you'll notice that there's feeling like you're stuck, like you're walking in molasses. That's the time to get on the rebounder or do some kind of vigorous exercise. When you don't feel like, aside from like acute pain, like if you break something, when you don't feel like exercising is a lot of times the times you want to exercise. Because exercise generates
electrical charges. When you're fatigued, you don't have enough, your electricity's not flowing correctly. All disease is, really, is electricity not moving correctly. And fluid dynamics, or improving fluid dynamics, is a critical way to improve energizing the cells, energizing the tissues ultimately, energizing, and by that I mean the connective tissues, all the tissues. Energizing the tissues and energizing the cells is a function of electricity, at least partially. Of course, nutrition is important, oxygen is important, but electricity is key. Using saunas can help. Far infrared, near infrared saunas, both. There's advantages to disadvantages to both. They're both, any kind of sauna. Dry brushing can help. Hydrotherapy. Hydrotherapy is what you, when you see people jumping in hot water and jumping in cold water. You can do it in the shower. You can turn the hot water on and the cold water on. Yes, it does take some cojones to do the cold water, but just know you'll have a hot water. If you do it right, you'll have hot water coming up next. And it's alternating between hot and cold water, creates a constriction and a dilation of the vessels that acts like a pulse, helps pump fluids through. So lots of great ways to do slow deep breathing, of course. Massage is a good way, or any kind of body work can do it. Anything you could do to improve the movement of fluids in the body, circulatory fluids, which are made up of blood and made up of the lymphatic system. And this, by the way, is why bile is so important. You know, bile, everybody talks about bile as being part of the digestive system. Of course it is, and it's important for helping absorb fats. But it's also a major detoxifier. Drugs and hormones are eliminated in the bile. For you women who are having estrogenic issues, or men for that matter, having estrogenic issues, prostate cancer, for example, or prostate BPH can be related to estrogen problems. Estrogen is cleared in bile. Estrogen is a fatty substance, and it's stored. If it's not cleared, if it's not cleared in the bile, it's going to recycle, and it's going to be more active. And if you have an estrogenic disease, you're going to be in trouble. Endometriosis, fibromyalgia, prostate cancer in men, breast cancer in women, uterine cancer. All of these issues are estrogenic issues. All of these have to do with the lymphatic system, have to do with fats, have to do with the lipidome, have to do with the science of lipidomics. This is so important to understand the distinction of fats. By the way, on the one of the best things you could do for your fats, for helping support fat processing and detoxification, is your ultimate enzymes. Yes, ultimate enzymes should be part of any detox program. And I know there's a lot of detox formulas and detox packs, and everybody's focusing on detox. One of the best things you could do to detox is get on the ultimate enzymes as prophylactically. Take them every day. Just take the ultimate enzyme on an empty stomach. If you take them with food, they'll help you digest your food. That's great. But if you take them on an empty stomach, it's one of the all-time great detox supplements, among other things. There's so many things that the ultimate enzymes can help you do. They're great for pre- and post-surgery to help accelerate healing. They're great for bruising, to prevent bruising, digestion, and detoxification. And the betaine in the ultimate enzymes is also multifunctional. Betaine is super important for the heart. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Actually, we've got Dylan Howard coming up for our third segment, so don't bother calling. We'll talk to Dylan Howard about his latest book, or his new book, The Greatest Cover-Up in History. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday tweeted that he had granted a full pardon to former National Security Advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the department was not consulted, but that this is obviously an appropriate use of the president's pardon power. The Supreme Court steps in to protect houses of worship in New York. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10- and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The NFL had scheduled three games for your Thanksgiving holiday. Enter COVID-19 from stage left, and the need to drop a game off today's schedule is explained by NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills.
Like with every situation, it's an abundance of caution, trying to make sure we create the safest possible environment for players, coaches, staff, everyone that's involved. And so we look at each one of these situations and ask ourselves, do we understand transmission? Do we believe we can put the pieces together to figure out when we're out of that risk of further transmission? So in any one of these situations, you're looking at who's at risk, how long are they at risk for, and if we think there's still a vulnerability to a substantial number of people, then it's best to postpone, and so that's what we've done here.
The Steelers-Ravens game has been pushed back to Sunday at 1:15 p.m. Eastern because many Baltimore players have tested positive for COVID-19.
We've done a very, very deep dive into this situation. We've interviewed everyone involved. We looked at all the data. We've also done what's called genomic epidemiology, meaning we've gone in and looked at the exact genome of the virus samples from all the infected individuals. So we feel like we have a really good handle on exactly when transmission occurred and how it occurred. And I think that we feel like we're just a couple of days away from being out of that window of vulnerability for that transmission event. So obviously you have to take each day as it comes and look for any new data that may emerge. But right now we simply feel like that as of tomorrow we would not have confidence in going forward. But I think we feel we're very close to the end of that transmission event. And at present we're targeting Sunday absent any new information that would change the facts that we have right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Also, BrightsideBen.com, where you can purchase longevity products. You can also go to CriticalHealthNews.com and PharmacistBen.com. We've got blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of great health information on BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. And, of course, you can always click on the Join the Team link if you want to sign up to start a home-based business. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. Dylan Howard is an investigative journalist and the author of multiple books. His latest book is called COVID-19, The Greatest Cover-Up in History, from Wuhan to the White House. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dylan Howard. Hey, Dylan, thanks for coming on.
Good to be with you, Ben.
Yes, so we talk a lot about the health side of COVID-19, but there's a whole nother side, an underbelly to what's going on. And, I don't know, is it hyperbolic to call it the greatest cover-up in history, or do you really seriously mean that this is the greatest cover-up in history? And if you could elaborate on why it's a cover-up and why it's the greatest in history.
Well, I think we often live in a vortex, and that is our own bubble in the United States and how we look at this. But if you extrapolate and investigate the entire pandemic, its origin, you can trace the fact that there has been cover-up from China and Wuhan to the World Health Organization to England to Australia to the United States.
Is it coordinated? Is it coordinated, Dylan?
It's not coordinated. It is just a monumental series of missteps and a lack of planning across the world, and really that falls to the World Health Organization for being able to deal with what is the equivalent of our World War III. The reality is that this virus began in Wuhan, and the Chinese Communist Party sowed confusion amongst the world by not disclosing the extent of the pandemic, the deadly nature of the pandemic. They silenced whistleblowers who were indeed doctors who blew the whistle on this. Hmm. And they confused the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization previously during the SARS epidemic had been a vocal critic of China. But since their coffers have been lined with money from the Chinese Communist Party, and all of a sudden, they're getting praised for their handling of the virus. What we know is, we don't know the true extent of the virus in China. China lied about its numbers and did so to cover up for their own deadly mistakes and mishandling. What eventually happened was that Western governments borrowed taxes from the Chinese people to hide from their own deadly mistakes and true motivation. But the most harrowing part of this problem is that there has been no worldwide synergy about how best to deal with this virus. And now we see the second wave in the United States, with forecasts somewhere between 250 to 400,000 people set to lose their lives. Actually, it's not lose their lives, because the lives shouldn't be lost in the first place. 400,000 people will die because of this virus and the confusion that our government leaders have preyed upon people of America. And we're seeing it right now with a contested election about whether or not the virus is indeed as deadly as it really is.
What's your take?
I think it is a raging inferno. And I've spoken to sources with inside the federal administration that tell me we cannot expect any mitigation of this virus until next summer, which makes Donald Trump's handling of the virus all the more perplexing and contributes to the reason why we have a contested election, because I don't think the United States has ever been so split on ideological lines as it is today. And Donald Trump and the Republican Party, and I'm no Joe Biden apologist, let me get that out there. I'm a pragmatist who is going to be rational about the reality of the situation here. The US Republican Party weaponized the virus by spreading a 57-page dossier to electoral candidates that claimed and doubled down on the conspiracy theory that the virus was released from a Chinese lab in order to divert blame from Trump's state. That's simply not true. The virus didn't originate in a Wuhan lab. It was a fake news tactic, to borrow Donald Trump's language, and draw the blame away for America's death from the president and towards the Chinese Communist Party. But in the process, he employed a very deliberate and cynical campaign strategy that leaves us where we are today, as you can probably hear CNN in my background.
So is there a bumblingness that's going on with this, or is there some kind of, is there a follow the money aspect to it, the whole picture? Is it just one accident after another, or one bad decision or bad choice, or a bad way of handling after another, or is there something a follow the money thing going on?
All right, let me ask you this question, Ben.
Yeah.
You've been diagnosed with stage 4 terminal cancer.
Okay.
You have, on the right side, three experts that are versed, knowledgeable, and have treated this for 3 decades. On the left, you have an unqualified person who has no knowledge about how to treat terminal cancer. Where are you going to go?
Well, yeah, okay, I see. That's obvious. How does that relate? Tell me how that relates to the question.
So you've got experts in the field like Dr. Fauci.
No, I'm talking about the politics of it. No, Dylan, I'm talking about is the political and the government way of, governments, plural, not just the United States, but around the world, the way of handling it, is it just they're bumbling around, they're making bad decisions, or is there something going on that's deeper than that?
It's a desire to continue to win over public support by having a strong and healthy economy. A strong and a healthy economy leads to job prosperity, reduces unemployment, and that's what any government leader wants. The reality, though, is these are unprecedented times.
Mm-hmm.
This is the world war of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And to discount the views of those terminal cancer experts, the Dr. Fauci's, the Dr. Burr's, and sow confusion and misinformation among the public does a tremendous disservice to the credibility of the president.
Okay, we got to take a break. Just real quickly, do you have an idea where it started? You say it didn't start in a lab, and I don't know where it started myself. Do you think the wet markets, is that the thing where you're saying it started?
Wet markets.
The wet markets.
Yes, the wet markets.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. We got Dylan Howard on. His book is COVID-19, The Greatest Cover-Up in History. I want to talk a little bit when we come back from our break about this whole idea of beginning with one person. That's very fascinating, Dylan. We got Dylan Howard. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Side talking to Dylan Howard. His book is COVID-19, the greatest cover-up in history. So, Dylan, I love how you started your book. You said it all begins with one single person. And when I read that, it kind of had a menacing sound to it. You know how, like, there's this hidden thing that everybody's all innocent and, you know, the world is perfect, but underneath there's this thing that's bubbling. There's this terror that's bubbling up underneath. You know what I'm saying? It seems like we live that way. Aren't there viruses everywhere? What's a logical way to respond to something like viral infections?
Look, you're probably more of an expert than I am in this scenario, but the reality is that it does begin with one person, and it's remarkable to think that a virus of this nature would be able to spread so violently and so quickly with seemingly no consequence. And it does begin with one person. It began in a Wuhan wet market. But there are notable individuals throughout this entire story. The reality is that hundreds of thousands of lives would have been saved if Chinese citizens were allowed access to basic uncensored social media. There is one character door that is a tragic Shakespearean type character. His name is Dr. Li Wenliang. He was a physician at the Wuhan Central Office.
Yes.
He blew the whistle December 2019 on social media, describing a SARS-like virus emanating out of the Wuhan seafood wholesale market. He was silent. He was muted. Wuhan police arrested 8 internet users and punished them for spreading new rumors. Dr. Li was interrogated at detention.
Oh, shucks. Did we lose him? Jason. All right. I think we lost Dylan there.
Well, that's unfortunate.
But his book, he talks about, the story he was telling, he talks about in his book about this Dr. Lee guy who was silenced. I'm not sure where I stand on this whole COVID thing.
So we've got somebody who wants to talk to us.
If you want to, I don't know if we're going to get Dylan. Are we going to be able to get Dylan back on?
I don't know if we're going to get Dylan back on. That's unfortunate.
Dylan, I'm not sure if I agree with everything Dylan was saying. Hopefully we'll get him back on. If you want to chime in, we do have a few minutes to talk to you. If not, I'll give you my take. Somebody wants to talk to us here. Is somebody on hold? Dylan? Dylan? We lost Dylan. Okay. All right. So, what do you guys think of this whole... You know, I have my doubts about it, to be perfectly honest, just because it seems to me like it's coordinated. Dylan doesn't think it's coordinated, but it seems to me like it's coordinated. And, of course, I didn't get a chance to ask Dylan about the Great Reset. Let's see if I have Dylan back on. Dylan? Dylan? No, I guess we don't have Dylan back on. I didn't get to talking about COVID-19, the Great Reset. This is the World Economic Forum's book on all the things that are going to be taken advantage of. Now, you can look at this from two ways, I suppose. You can look at it like the idea, you know, you never let a good crisis go to waste, and the crisis that's occurring was non-intentional, but it's just you don't want to let the crisis go to waste. Or you can say, well, maybe it was intentional. I don't know if it was intentional or it's non-intentional. Dylan says it comes from the wet markets, and that's possibly true. I think we got Dylan back on. Dylan, you there?
Yes, I think the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay, I got you. We only got a few minutes here, so I want real briefly. If you could finish up talking about Dr. Lee, and then I want to ask you a couple more things, real
sure.
quick.
Sure. So Dr. Lee tragically blew the whistle on this, and the Chinese government has apologized to he and his family, but tragically, he died of the coronavirus. After blowing the whistle on it.
They say or they know? They say that or they know that?
They know that. And to me, that makes him probably one of the greatest whistleblowers, as tragic as it might sound, in the history of the world.
So how exactly, first of all, how exactly does this wet market thing work in terms of viral infections? Are you saying it's like a virus that's in a bat that's, or some kind of animal that somehow gets transferred to humans? Is that the idea?
Yeah, just like the virus can be transferred from human to human, it can be transferred from animal to human. And I don't know if you've ever been to one of these wet markets.
I've seen the pictures.
I've actually been to one of them in 2008 and 2009.
Must be horrific.
Around the time of the Beijing Olympics. And this was at a time when they were cleaning up the wet market.
Wow.
Because China was on show for the world. The reality, though, was it was frightening. You could ask for any type of animal.
Like a bear?
Anything. And it's not for the purpose of a family pet. It is for the purpose of human consumption. You're not going to eat, in most cases, raw beef because it may contain things that need to be treated. So you're not going to eat a raw alligator because it's likely to be carrying diseases that we don't know about. And these wet markets are a tinderbox of problems.
A petri dish of viruses.
They need to shut down.
So hang on, Doc, Dylan. Is it a delicacy? Is aardvark considered a delicacy and bear considered a delicacy? And is that why they have these different animals, like this whole range of animals, or is it they'll eat anything? What's the point?
The Chinese have interesting eating habits. I mean, I've been to China and eaten scorpions. These are just cultural things that are not necessarily common in the Western society, but in other territories are considered routine. But the consequences of what might be considered routine in one area is obviously very, very challenging
for the rest of the world. And therein lies where the World Health Organization needs to be held accountable for its role in failing to be able to provide guidance to the world on not only how to deal with the virus, but take preemptive steps to stop the virus from ever spreading.
Are you familiar with COVID-19, the book COVID-19, The Great Reset, but from the World Economic Forum?
Not.
Okay, so this is a book that was put out by the World Economic Forum in Davos. The guy, I forgot the guy, founder of it, Klaus Schwab, I think his name is. And they wrote a book, and it's very easy to read. It's not, you know, hardcore economics or anything. And it talks about all of the ways the world's going to change as a result of this COVID thing. And it mostly involves digitalization, elimination of money, a way of centralizing data and information. What do you see? Do you see this as like you never let a good crisis go to waste, or do you see a deeper connection?
I see big tech benefiting from the disease tremendously. I think the consumer behavior will change. Consumer product consumption will change.
How will consumption change? Less or more?
I think there will be a seismic shift to plant-based and sustainable products. For our own safety, I think there will be a tremendous shift towards cannabinoids.
Towards what? Cannabinoids?
Cannabis.
Yes.
It's a household product. As a natural solution to chemicals. I think that there could be some good that does come out of this. It obviously doesn't make up for the hundreds of thousands of lives that have been lost in the United States and around the world, but it certainly could affect change for good. But on the downside, more control in big tech is also a very frightening thought.
Mm. Are you familiar with the social dilemma?
I am, yeah.
Did you see it?
Yes.
So, I mean, do you see that more of that? Do you think more of that's going to be going on?
I do. I think that the Big Brother is watching notion is going to trace every step of a human's movement for the rest of our lives. And that obviously raises big questions about whether it's infringement.
Well, you read a book on that? Dylan, you read a book on that?
If you want me to.
Yes, I do. As an investigative journalist, I want you to write a book on all of that. So that's a really juicy subject, and I'd love to have you on talking about it. All right, that's all the time. Hey, Dylan, thanks so much. What's that?
Cheers.
Thanks, buddy. All right, Dylan Howard, his book is COVID-19, The Greatest Cover-Up in History. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.